Here we go with the World Champion Edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. We have the 2024 World Champion Auctioneer, Wade Leisch, on the phone. Wade, how does it feel to hear that? World Champion Auctioneer.
Pretty indescribable, because I've never had this kind of feeling before, this mix of emotions of joy and confusion, a little bit of worry and a lot of excitement. You know, it's a little anxiety mixed in there. Like, it's a weird feeling. I don't know how to describe it, but it's incredible.
And you and I were talking before, you know, all the nice things, the money, the pickup, and all kinds of prizes. But something about that gold buckle, the World Champion Auctioneer, that means so much to anybody who is lucky enough and works hard enough to win it.
Winning that buckle means you just cemented your name in the history books. You just put yourself in a conversation with the greats of the great. There's a lot of guys who are legends in this industry that have never won that buckle, and they're champions just without the buckle. And I kind of wondered, like, am I in that conversation? Like, am I one of those guys that people be like, yeah, he was pretty good, but no, he never won it. So to take that next level and join that is just an incredible honor. And then it really makes you reflect on the journey along the way, the people you've met, the friendships and the places you've gone to, and the people who have supported you. And after you win it, and all those people come forward and tell you, like, how they almost got the cops called because they were screaming in their house when they called my name, or, you know, they went in and woke their family up in the middle of the night. You know, they're sleeping peacefully, and they go in and shake the bed and wake them up and, you know, try to explain to them what just happened. And they're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, and so the stories like that I'm getting back, like, it's just, you know, it just makes you kind of emotional to think about. I can't believe that they're like that much in my corner and rooting for me. So it's pretty cool.
It's kind of like the Green Beret or something. Once you made it to your level, and it's like an elite fraternity of auctioneers. I mean, it's amazing. And I know how close you guys are too.
And again, I think about, there's names like Dan Clark. You know,
I know Dan.
Oh my gosh, he's sold in Winter, South Dakota. He's an absolute legend. And Al Wessel up in Minnesota, and Joe Goggins out of Billings, Montana. Like, those are some of the names of guys that, you know, have knocked on the door of winning this. Tom Fry's another one. To even be mentioned in the name of guys like that, like, it's just such an honor. And then, you know, I look back at pictures of those guys going to competitions and be like, holy smokes, there's guys on the Mount Rushmore in these photos. And to think about, you know, another generation behind me might look at photos and say, that's Wade Leisch, and, you know, that's Marcus Kent, and that's Tim Yoder, and that's Troy Robinette, and that's Zach Zunstein. Like, that just literally gives you chills.
This Breaking Beef news brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Platte Livestock Market, Lemon Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock, Pressure Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, and St. Arnes.